USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is telling folks in the city to stay home after protesters breached the U.S. Capitol.
I continue to urge all Washingtonians to stay home and stay calm. And if you see something, say something.
A curfew also taking effect at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. President Trump calling for peace and telling the protesters to go home.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
The FBI has been deployed to the Capitol, and Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen is working with Capitol Hill Police as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
President-elect Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, reacting to what's going on in Washington, D.C. The president-elect saying our democracy is under an unprecedented assault.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
Biden continues by saying this chaos and disorder was created by a small number of extremists.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. Do not represent who we are.
Vice President Mike Pence says the violence and destruction on Capitol Hill must stop now. He called it an attack that won't be tolerated. Pence was there when folks broke into the Capitol amid Congress certifying election results. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 438 points to close at 3829. The S&P rose 21. The NASDAQ finished down 78. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day regarding coronavirus vaccine rollout issues, USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more from the Ohio Bureau.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized, and we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there, but also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of this supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
The effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is gaining momentum. More than 1 million people have now signed a petition in quest to oust the Democratic governor from office. However, organizers need another 800,000 signatures by March to get a recall election on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.